All right. Well, the UK will start arresting people for misogyny.
Oh, sorry, that was mine.
Yes.
You want me to say that?
Well, I mean, I can say it because that's what's actually happening right now in the UK. It's draconian what's happening there. You had a chance to speak with Jim Ferguson about this. He's a former candidate for parliamentary candidate, and he's a journalist, and he's a founder of Freedom Train International. And he's furious about it.
Right. So what the UK is doing is they say they will arrest people for misogyny, and they will monitor your social media to make sure you don't say anything that they don't like. They're saying they're doing this to combat the radicalization of young men online. Of course, this sounds like radical government to me. So this is what Jim Ferguson had to say about it when I spoke to him last week. So Jim, what is this nonsense about tracking extremist men for misogyny? It seems like a very scary, slippery slope.
Well, it's just part of the scary, slippery slope that we've seen since Keir Starmer got into power as Prime Minister in the UK. I mean, censorship is completely off the charts. And this is this whole misogyny laws that they're looking to bring in to do with that is it's just straight out of the globalist playbook, because what they're doing is they're just wanting to sow more division again. And if he was that concerned about women and children, then he would immediately put a halt to the massive amount of illegal migrants that are coming in, who are raping and assaulting and murdering children and women, not just in the UK, but actually in every country where this is affecting them. So I think, once again, this is just his way of trying to take in further laws, dystopian laws, to censor and control and surveil the people, because he's talking about enhanced ways of surveillance as well, using data. So this is bad news. This is straight out the globalist playbook.
So what would count as misogyny? I mean, it's not a nice thing to be, but there's no laws saying that you have to be nice. So, I mean, you know, isn't that a protected way to feel? Aren't you allowed to be mean?
Yeah, when, not under Keir Starmer's government, except he's allowed to be mean. He's allowed to insult millions of British people and call them far-right, racist, white supremacists, when in fact many people, they're not even white, but they're living here in this country, and they're as alarmed as everybody else about the huge numbers of people that's coming in. So I don't think he's serious about trying to protect women or women's rights or children. I think he's just, once again, he's an ardent globalist. He's chosen Davos over Westminster. We know what he is. And this is, once again, his way of introducing more laws, more surveillance, more Big Brother tactics to further their own control mechanisms.
So what they're saying, this Ms. Cooper, who's in charge of implementing this, is that for too long, governments have failed to address the rise of extremism. So even having any kind of feeling about women that may be negative, which, hey, we all feel negative about women from time to time. Even women feel this way about each other, right? That's sort of the gamut of human emotions. So they're saying that that leads to hateful incitement, and it fractures the fray and fabric of our community and democracy. I mean, I also would, and then they associate it with Islamism, right-wing extremism, animal rights. I mean, do you not like a woman and then you punch a dog? Like, what is this?
This is just more clownery and buffoonery from him and his cabinet. I mean, they are extremists in their own right. And what they're really doing to Britain is turning it upside down. I mean, we have protected free speech under the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, all of these different things. What they're trying to do is intimidate the British people. They've been arresting British journalists, independent media, for even just covering the civil disobedience and the civil disturbances that were taking place after the murder of the three little girls. So this is, once again, his globalist handlers basically telling him, crack down even further. This isn't about women. This isn't about women's rights. And, you know, I'm the first to say that men should be respectful to women. But women should also be respectful to men. I mean, men and women complement each other. There are different skill sets in play here. And that's what makes the whole thing about women and men coming together and producing children in the best environments. So what he's trying to do is, once again, sow division. He's trying to put men against women. This is straight out the globalist handbook, wherever they can try to cause division, whether it's young and old, whether it's gay and straight, whether it's white or black, whatever it is, they will try to sow more division and upset. And that is what they do. The more people fight amongst themselves, the less they focus on those at the top of the pyramid, which is the globalists.
Now, one thing I worry about is trans-identified men who say they're women, who can use a misogyny law to their advantage and say, oh, you're not respecting me as a woman and I'm a woman. And then we can see all manner of women being targeted for not misogyny, for wanting, for being TERFs, I suppose. Is this also a concern?
Oh, it's a huge concern. I mean, this is a real can of worms that he's opening up. Look, at the end of the day, men need to stand up and protect the ladies as well. And the ladies should be supporting and protecting the men. We should be uniting together, complimenting each other, paying our respects to each other, acknowledging that we have different skill sets and behaving accordingly. Now, that's not to say that there aren't real misogynist men out there, people that I particularly wouldn't like. We should be respectful. We should take care of people. I mean, I'll give you an example. When I was 15, I got onto the school bus, and it wasn't just a school bus. There was other people that could travel there. Members of the public could travel on it, and it was packed one day. And this lady came on, and she would have been about maybe in her late 20s, 27, 28, and it was absolutely packed out, and she was nowhere for her to sit. And I got up off my chair to let her have my seat. And she absolutely turned on me. And I mean, I was only 15 at the time. She said, why do you offer me your seat? I'm quite capable of standing. And she started going on at me. And a lot of the passengers in the bus were horrified. And the ladies that were there were horrified. And oh boy, she ended up getting a hard time. But it's the same as if you're walking across or through a door. I'll hold a door open for somebody, whether it's a man or a woman that's behind me. It's just good manners. We don't need laws to teach us good behavior. What Keir Starmer is doing is he's just sowing once again, just more division, and that is once again alienating people. And I think that men and women should be respectful to each other, but we don't need surveillance. We don't need new laws from Yvette Cooper or any of his other people in his cabinet to try to show us the way. We could do that ourselves.
Right. But in the United States, when people have been arrested for wrong think or things that they should be able to think for themselves, as long as it's not followed by violence, the courts take care of it and stand for free speech. So we already have seen arrests in the United Kingdom for people saying things that the government deems hateful on their social media. Will those cases work themselves through the courts and stand for free speech, or will they not?
Well, I suspect as long as Keir Starmer is in as Prime Minister, as long as the Labour Party are in the government, then probably not. It seems that they're ripping up the rule books of the Magna Carta, the free speech laws, and they are trying to censor people and silence people from speaking out against the globalist narrative. And once again, I make the point, if he's really that interested in protecting women and children, why is he allowing violent illegal immigrants to flood into the country, raping, assaulting both women and little girls, and murdering them? If he was that concerned about the women and the children, he would have been tackling that as a first priority. What he's doing here is just sowing more division, and it's I don't think it's going to stand. But of course, he's in with a big majority, largely as a result of Sunak performing so badly. I believe he did it deliberately so that he could hand the baton over to his World Economic Forum buddy Keir Starmer and lose the election to him. But he's in with a thumping majority, so he thinks he can get away with doing these things.
That's so interesting. Okay, well, we're going to have to watch this because we see freedom just being erased in the United Kingdom right before our very eyes. So thank you for joining us. You can follow Jim Ferguson on Twitter. It's Jim Ferguson UK. Or on X, and we hope to see you again.
Thanks a lot, Natalie. Great to be here. Bye-bye for now.